Hey, hey, I'm Shauna A, and you're listening to The Delightful Audiosodes. These are mini episodes designed to spark inspiration and provide practical tips for therapists looking to diversify their professional income and achieve lucrative, fulfilling careers beyond the couch. You're listening to Season 2, Episode 14, Planning versus Overthinking, How to Find the Balance. Let's start off by busting a myth that gets in the way of so many amazing ideas actually turning into income. So this week's myth is perfect will sell. Nope. In fact, perfect will keep you stuck. We tend to think that perfection will help us get ahead, win clients, make our work go viral, or even get us liked. But perfection in this case is often just polished people pleasing. It's not moving you forward. It's keeping you frozen. And perfection, when it comes to niching or launching something new, often leads to overthinking instead of planning. The truth is, when you're polishing that offer for the 12th time, the people who need your help are waiting for clarity. And while you're rewarding your about page again, your intuition is getting quieter. Not to mention, the people who are waiting for clarity are not going to wait forever. They're going to find someone who's going to help them provide that clarity. I see this all the time, and I completely get it. For many of us, especially those who grew up being told that we had to work twice as hard to be seen, or felt like perfection was the only way to be accepted, it can be hard to separate strategy from survival. But I want to invite you into a different rhythm today. One where clarity is more than perfection. One where planning isn't about overthinking, it's about choosing. So let's break it down. There's a line between planning and overthinking. That line is strategy. So here's my tip. You want to start with strategy. That means asking yourself, what are you aiming for? What is the goal? What impact do you want this idea or offer to make? Then create your plan. Let the plan be led by 1 to 3 SMART goals. And by SMART, I mean specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Relevant can also be realistic. Then break down those goals into action steps that you can follow through on. And most importantly, take aligned action. Let the movement teach you. Let your audience respond to it. Let your content be a living thing, not a final draft. You don't need to be perfect to launch something that matters. You just need to be present, clear, and consistent. If this is your month to niche down or refine your message, let's go ahead and get that idea as airtight as it can be before you share it. I think a lot of therapists' issue is that they have an idea, but it's not clear exactly who it's for. You have the practice going and moving, and you might be seeing results by that, but you're not sure how to exponentially explode those results and bring your planning, your hard work to the next level. And I'm telling you that the basis of that is having a clear niche, because your niche is more than just how you attract clients. Your niche is also how you position yourself, how you send a message. By having that clarity at its foundation, you can grow beyond the work that you're doing right now. You can scale. Your people are waiting to hear from you. They want you. They want authentic you, not your perfection. So again, if this is your month to niche down or refine your message, let's go ahead and get that idea as airtight as it can be before you share it. How you can do that is joining me on my Patreon page, The Delightful Clinician. You can also join me in the Private Practice Power Sprint starting again on May 5th. And you can also pick up Niche Down and Define. It's going to be available in the show notes where you can check it out. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Delightful Audiosodes. If you are working on clarifying your niche or preparing to launch something new, check out the show notes for this week's tools and resources, including Niche Down and Defined, as well as the Private Practice Power Sprint and the Patreon page. Until next time, keep building, keep growing, and let your clarity lead the way. Bye for now.